اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاه حي على الصلاه حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاه قد قامت الصلاه الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله
الله اكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Just an important announcement. The brother of Ghulam Patel and Hassan Patel in India, Siddiq Adam Patel, has passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Yani Ghulam Patel aur Yuhi Hassan Patel ke bhai ka India mein Siddiq Adam ka intiqal ho gaya hai. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Tamam hazrat se guzarish ki jati hai, dua ki jaye. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala marhum ki maghfirat farmaye. ان کے درجات کو بلند فرمائے اور ان کے اہل خانہ کو صبر جمیل نصیب فرمائے InshaAllah ta'ala, the collection now will be for Jamia Sayyida Zainab Lil Banat. All brothers are requested to ensure they do contribute through their zakat, sadaqat, and also their lillah. And there'll be a talk in the English language after the dua. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وأعنا على غمرات رزقك وقنا عذابك يوم تنبعث لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا اللهم قنا عذابك يوم تنبعث وعلمنا ما كان كما علمت عدم وفهمنا كما فهمت اللهم الهمني رشدي وعذري من شر نفسي اللهم اني اسالك من النافي والجمع من اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه والباطل باطلا واجتنا ربي زدنا علما ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد اذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. In our talk yesterday after the Asr prayer, I started to go through a hadith from Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha that related to the night prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as I have explained, many a people utilize this hadith of Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha and try to confuse the masses that it relates to the Taraweeh prayer, due to which many a people fall into the misunderstanding that the Taraweeh prayer is not 20 units, rather it is only of 8 units. Just to quickly recap what I mentioned towards the end of yesterday's talk, I explained that the questioner questioned Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha regarding the quality of the night prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, if anyone really does want to take an evidence or make a point through the response of Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, then they should do so relating to the quality, the modality of this night prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Using this response of Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha and making a fuss regarding the quantity of the units of the night prayer is somewhat foolish and absurd. The second point I mentioned was that in response to this question, Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not increase upon 11 units, whether that was within the month of Ramadan or outside the month of Ramadan. Through this we come to understand that Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha's response relates to a prayer that is not specified to the month of Ramadan. Rather, it is offered all year around. It is offered within the month of Ramadan, and it is also offered outside the month of Ramadan in the remainder of the 11 months. And this, we all know, is the tahajjud prayer. This is not the Taraweeh prayer. In addition to this, I mentioned
that the question, a questioning regarding the quality of this night prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is self-evident to the fact that this prayer is a prayer the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed within his home on an individual basis. Because if it was a prayer the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed within the masjid, or if it was a prayer the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed in congregation, then there would be no need to question regarding the quality of this night prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as everyone would have already known the quality as they would have observed this night prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, before going on with the wording of the response of Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, another very important point I want to mention is that we find another authentic hadith in which there is a mention that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would perform 13 units. Now, we may be thinking that what is the use of mentioning 13 units? We perform 20. So why am I mentioning 13? The reason for mentioning 13 is that our brothers mention this narration which makes a mention of 11 units in a manner that no one can go over 11 units. If anyone goes over 11 units, this becomes an innovation, this becomes a bid'ah. We say, no, my brothers, we cannot use this hadith to confine it strictly to 11 units. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I have mentioned, has stated, or we find regarding him in another authentic hadith, that he used to perform 13 units. This will then mean that, na'udhu billah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performing 13, which is 2 in addition to an 11, was an innovation. Whereas no one can mention such. So therefore we say that we cannot mention 11 and say that night prayer is confined and restricted to this. Therefore, there cannot be 20. No, there is 11 this hadith mentions, but we also find over 11, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed 13. Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha then continues, and she mentions the quality of the night prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yusalli arba'an. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would perform 4 units. La tasal an husnihinna wa tulihinna. Don't even ask regarding the quality. Whether that be the sincerity of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or that be the duration of these 4 units. My brothers, if this hadith did relate to the Taraweeh prayer, then Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha mentions the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is performing 4 units at a time. We go to the masajid of all our brothers, and they all perform the Taraweeh in units of 2. Again, if you want to take this to relate to the Taraweeh prayer, then make your Taraweeh 4 units by 4 units. You don't yourselves, this is an evidence that this does not relate to the Taraweeh prayer. Again, it relates to the Tahajjud prayer. Then she mentioned that, ثُمَّ يُصَلِّي أَرْبَعًا. Then he would perform another 4 units. So 4 units, great in quality. Sincerity was amazing and unparalleled. The duration was also great. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam followed these 4 units by 4 more units. Question: how were they in quality? Did they resemble the initial 4 units? She responds: yes. La tasal an husnihinna wa tulihin. They were like the initial 4 units. Again, 4 units at a time. Our brothers don't perform 4 units at a time. This means that this relates to the Tahajjud prayer. If you want it to relate to the Taraweeh prayer, then we want to see your Taraweeh prayer 4 units followed by 4 units. Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha continues on that, ثُمَّ يُصَلِّي ثَلَاثًا. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would perform 3 units. My brothers, These three units are the three units of the witr prayer. This again conflicts with the practice of our brothers. If we ask our brothers that how many units is the witr prayer, they will say one alone, not three units. We say, okay, if the witr prayer is one unit alone, then in this hadith we find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is performing three units of witr. So practice this hadith properly. Why do you only see the quantity 11 and you see nothing else within the entirety of the hadith? If you want to follow this hadith, you want to practice and implement this hadith, then you need to resort towards three units of the witr prayer, not one unit of the witr prayer. Then she continues on, and she mentions that she herself questioned the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding these three units of the witr prayer. And what was her question? Atanamu qabla an tutir. O Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you perform eight units, after which you then go to sleep. After awakening, you then perform your units of the witr prayer. Why is this okay for yourself, whereas once it comes to ourself, our sleep, if a deep sleep nullifies our wudu? So her question in reality was that, O Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are going to sleep before offering your witr prayer. Our sleep, when it is deep, it nullifies our wudu. You, without performing a fresh ablution or performing these three units of witr, can you explain and clarify why this is okay once it comes to yourself? Through this wording we understand, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sleep between the eight units and the witr prayer. We look towards our brothers. When they perform the witr prayer after the taraweeh prayer, they don't sleep in between, they perform it directly after the taraweeh prayer. We say, why do you not practice the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam completely? So either you now change your ways, you mend your ways, and you perform eight units of the taraweeh prayer, you then go to sleep, and then you call everyone for the witr prayer. And you obviously are not going to do this. Why? Because you are very lazy in nature. You are trying to decrease from 20 to 8. And soon I'm going to explain, according to them, there are no units of the taraweeh prayer. They won't mend their ways. So we say, when you don't want to mend your ways, then why do you not just accept that these eight units weren't of the taraweeh prayer, they were of the tahajjud prayer, due to which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam slept after them and thereafter performed his witr prayer? My brothers, this hadith literally screams out tahajjud, tahajjud, tahajjud. But those who haven't studied even a letter of the Arabic language within their lives will only see taraweeh, taraweeh. Why? When they see the ta in the beginning, they cannot differentiate between the ra and the ha. They don't realize it's tahajjud and they say taraweeh instead. Now let me expound upon this further. You may be thinking, Saifuddin, this is your personal understanding. We can throw this in the bin. Once it comes to this hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and I mention regarding all the other ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if we understand what they relate to, the best manner is that we look towards where the experts of hadith have mentioned that hadith considering the chapter. So within the books of ahadith, we have various chapters. We'll have a chapter regarding salah, a chapter regarding iman, a chapter regarding some other topic. If we want to understand what a hadith relates to, then we should assess the chapter heading beneath which the experts of hadith have mentioned that hadith. Once we look towards the general body of the experts of hadith, they have mentioned this hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha under the heading Qiyamul Layl. My brothers, let's pay attention to this. We've got two different headings in this regard in the books of hadith. Number one, qiyamul layl, standing during the nights generally. And number two, qiyamu ramadan, standing during Ramadan. Two different chapter headings. Number one, qiyamul layl, standing during nights generally. And number two, qiyamu ramadan, standing during Ramadan. Having two different chapter headings within itself, again is self-evident that according to the experts of hadith, from whose books you take this hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, one is the tahajjud prayer which is performed all year round, qiyamul layl, and then we have another prayer, qiyamul ramadan, the taraweeh prayer, which is only performed during the month of Ramadan. This hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha has been mentioned beneath qiyamul layl, standing during general nights. Generally, the experts of hadith have not mentioned this beneath the chapter heading qiyamul ramadan, standing during the night of Ramadan. Now let me answer a doubt people present here. And my brothers, this is a habit of mine. I don't come here to give you one side of the story. And then you go outside, you come across something on social media, you say the imam was banging it. Now, I'll give you every side of the story. Alhamdulillah, my students will attest to this, that when I teach them, it comes to any controversial topic, not you, you're too young yet. Yes, he's looking at me. He's thinking, is it yet? No, later on, inshallah, if I'm still around. I'm talking about in the dunya, not in the masjid. I'll remain here forever, inshallah. Shayad yaha kai qabristan bhi ban jaye, waha meri tadfeen bhi ho jaye. Noor ke qareeb hi tadfeen honi chahiye. Zulumat ki taraf kaun jayega? So I normally say to my students, we've got a controversial issue coming up. I'm not going to teach you the controversial issue straight away. Go on to social media, go on to the internet, listen to everyone, and then come into class and put everything before me, and then I'm going to address that controversial issue in a manner that you realize I've considered everything before giving you a moderate approach in that regard. So I could have just mentioned that the experts of hadith mentioned this hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha beneath the chapter headings of the tahajjud. And then you go outside and someone says to you, hold on, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned it in both. And then you're going to start thinking. So I'm explaining to you, some experts of hadith, alongside mentioning this hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha beneath the chapter heading of tahajjud, have also mentioned it under the chapter heading of Taraweeh. The question is why? My brothers, the answer is very, very simple. The answer is Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi and his likes, who are minimal in number, who have mentioned this hadith under both chapter headings of Tahajjud and Taraweeh, have only done so to explain that alongside your Taraweeh namaz in the nights of the month of Ramadan, you are not to abandon the Tahajjud prayer. Alongside your 20 units of the Taraweeh prayer, you are to ensure after that, before you eat your early morning meal and close your fast, you perform at least 8 voluntary units of the Tahajjud prayer. Simple reason. Now we continue on. So when this is the case of the so-called strongest evidence, then, my brothers, there is no real need to resort towards anything else. I gave an example the other day that someone comes to me and they say that we've got a line of people and we want them to compete with you in wrestling. They send the strongest one and I defeat him. There is no need for them to send anyone else towards me. So when we've dealt with the so-called strongest one, which they mentioned day and night, laylan wa naharan, now there is no need to resort towards the remainder. You can just yourselves imagine the state of the remainder of their so-called evidences. Next point I want to highlight in this regard, my brothers, is that once they realize that we can't prove 8, they change their approach and they say that there is no such thing as the Taraweeh prayer. We say, what do you mean? They say that prayer which we refer to as tahajjud outside the month of Ramadan, when it's found inside the month of Ramadan, we refer to it as taraweeh. They say tahajjud, taraweeh are the same thing. There is no difference between the two. Outside the month of Ramadan, tahajjud. Inside the month of Ramadan, taraweeh. And they say, just like tahajjud is voluntary, you can read as many as you want. If you don't want to read any, you don't read anything. This taraweeh is tahajjud in the month of Ramadan. It's the same thing. Now, this should answer a question many people have within their minds. In Haramain, now they perform 10 units. 10 units of taraweeh. So many people say, Yar, what's going on here? Is it not 8 or 20? Why is it 10? My brothers, if you ask the scholars for dollars, they will tell you that according to us, there is no stipulated units for the tahajjud prayer. Taraweeh is the same. You can perform 2, you can perform as many as you want. It doesn't make a difference. To unke yaha taraweeh koi mustaqil namaz nahi hai. Wo namaz jise Ramadan ke bahir tahajjud kaha jata hai, Ramadan ke mahine mein usi namaz ko taraweeh kaha jata hai. Aur yahi wajah hai ke Ramadan ke mahine mein wo ye nahi dekhte ke 20 hai ye 8 hai, filhal Haramain mein 10 rakaatein ada ki ja rahi hai. Kyu? Jaisa ke tahajjud ke liye koi ta'daad mutayyan nahi, aur inke yahan taraweeh tahajjud hi ki namaz hai, koi mustaqil namaz nahi. 10 bhi chalengi, 20 bhi chalengi aur 40 bhi chalengi. So now let me explain that this again is a huge blunder. The public will fall prey to this. Why? Because these guys walk around making claims and no one even challenges them. And rightfully so. Why, my brothers? They will make the claims before those who have no knowledge whatsoever. Inke jo da'we hai na, ye in da'wo ko un logo ke samne pesh karenge jinka koi ilm nahi hai. Wo kabhi un logo ke samne ye baatein nahi pesh karenge jinke yaha ilm nami cheez hai. Why? Because they know if they were to do so, then it will become apparent where they lie in the world of knowledge. We say, my brothers, tahajjud and taraweeh are two different prayers. Saying the two are the same is a result of great ignorance once it comes to the Quran and Sunnah. Let me mention a few differences. Yes, I can mention a full list like this. Aur main aapko ek baat batau. Yes, this might be my last talk in the month of Ramadan here. Yes, I'm busy elsewhere. You'll have guest speakers coming in, inshaAllah ta'ala. And my voice isn't good enough to lead an audible prayer. I'm leading all the soft prayers. Yes? No one take it as like something's happened. No, I choose those myself. Achhi awazein aapko hum sunate hai yahan se. Kabhi Molna Muhammad sahab ko khara karte, kabhi Molna Bilal Kara sahab ko, kabhi Molna Ismail sahab. And let me, what the point I want to mention, do you know this, we think, yaar, £500,000, like what sort of contribution are we going to make? What's going to be the result of this? My brother, Shaitan is deceiving us. I'll tell you. We have one taraweeh prayer here. 4 children and Qari sahab. Upstairs, we have 3 more taraweeh prayers taking place. Imagine the amount of huffal this masjid itself produces. We won't talk about reproducing with fasting. How many huffal this masjid itself produces, that the person who stands on this prayer mat once and leads only 4 units a day in 1 month of Ramadan, he again can never stand on the prayer mat again. And I'll mention a resemblance, that once it comes to our Kaaba upon the earth, directly above that within the skies we have Al-Baytul Ma'mur, another Kaaba. The Kaaba upon the earth is the Kaaba for the humankind, like some of us, not everyone out there. And once it comes to the Kaaba within the skies, it is the Kaaba the angels circulate. And the ahadith make mention that once a group of angels have circulated the Kaaba once, their turn never comes again. That's how many angels are circulating the Kaaba within the heavens. Someone leaves it here once, only 4 units in 1 month of Ramadan daily. Masjid Nurul Islam, Madrasa Nurul Islam, Alhamdulillah, produces so many Hufaz that that child doesn't have the opportunity to stand here again. And this year, Alhamdulillah, we've got one of our local Hufaz. He did his entire Hifz with us. He's leading in Masjid Uthman. Koi waha jaakar ke unki tarawi sune to unko haram yaad aa jaye. There the muftiyan, the ulama saying, yaar, he reads so nice, his recitation is flowing so nice. And the kid's not even 20 years old yet, if I recall correctly. It comes to BRI. We've got students from our madrasa. One or two of them are probably sitting here as well. They go to BRI and they lead the Taraweeh prayer, something new that has just about started. And past that, yaha ek bachcha hai jo Taraweeh ki namaz parhata hai. Hum bachcho ko bachcha hi samajh lete hai. Lekin kabhi kabhi bachche bahut ba kamal bachche hote hai. Young boy, he leads Taraweeh on this musalla. And we will be thinking, young kid, what else? He knows the Quran, my brothers. Allah's given him everything. Forget what else. There's no need to have anything else in the dunya. If someone came to me and they said, Saifuddin, we want to strip you of everything. I'll say, take everything, leave the Quran. The greatest asset Allah Ta'ala can ever give an individual is the glorious Quran. This child, in his secular setting, he leads the Jumu'ah prayer. And he has at least 100 students behind him every week. And not only this, wo jumu'ah ki namaz se pehle baqaida bayan bhi karta hai. We don't realize, my brothers, what's happening in the madrasa. We think it's a contribution. Koi aadmi namaz kuch na kuch par lega, I'll get some reward until I remain alive. My brothers, this isn't the case. We will have at least 15 classrooms there. Students will study the glorious Qur'an, they will become alim, study the meaning of the glorious Qur'an, and Allah Ta'ala knows what is to come from Madrasa Nurul Islam. We look to other institutes, and I'm saying this, why? Because me, myself, I take pride in being a khadim and being at the service of Masjid Nurul Islam. No one can ever be bigger than a masjid, my brothers. You know, sometimes we think, this guy goes, who can replace him? Allah don't need anyone. If I think who can replace me, Allah will replace me with a person that people will even forget, the SF Saifuddin. So Allah knows what's going to happen. But we look at other institutes, especially in Bradford. The first year of the Alimiyah course, once it comes to the intake of students, they can hardly find 5 or 6 male students to teach. And Alhamdulillah, we announced our Alimiyah course, the first year starting again, and straight away we ended up with 12 students in the first year. This is only the boy side. On the girl side, Alhamdulillah, every year we are now having around at least 15 students who are joining the Alimiyah course. And the reality is, my brothers, this is our future. Yaha Saifuddin parha ke mar jayega, uske baad yaha kon khara hoga? Yahi hufaz kare honge. And they've become hafiz. If our madrasa doesn't continue, our masjid doesn't continue to flourish. In BD7, we have this great center Allah Ta'ala has granted us. Where is deen of Islam then going to emanate from? To humne ye ek mustaqil fikr lekar chalni hai. That how can we play a role? Because this is not only our hereafter, this is also our few forthcoming generations in this dunya. Alim kahi se aayega to aapko kuch milega. Am I not making sense? If it wasn't for my teacher, then who would I be? Now, if it wasn't for me, then who will my students be? Ye ek silsila hai which we need to continue on. Once knowledge goes, then the apparent structure of the Sharia no longer remains in place. Everyone's manipulating with the Sharia. Chalo, we're going on somewhere else. So I pointed out this list. Theek hai na? I'm sure people are very scared. Space for 1-to-1 with imams, they probably not going to contribute because of that reason. No 1-to-1s with me, you don't need to worry. Tikana, you've got the kind Mullah Ismail Sahab. 1-to-1s with him, give as much money as you can just because you look at that. Ye na ho ke koi aadmi ye dekh kar kahe ke 1-to-1 with Saifuddin to wo dar ke mare paise hi jeb se na nikale. 1-to-1 Mullah Ismail Sahab ke saath hoga inshallah. So I can give you a full list of differences between Tahajjud and Taraweeh. I'll mention a few before you. One difference is the command of the tahajjud prayer is within the glorious Quran. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ. The command and the instruction for the tahajjud prayer is within the glorious Quran. The command of the Taraweeh prayer is nowhere within the glorious Quran. We can check from Alhamd all the way till Wannas. The mention of the Taraweeh prayer is within the ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how can they both be the same? One's mentioned in the Quran, the other one isn't mentioned in the Quran. It's only mentioned within the ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A second difference is that the tahajjud prayer was ordained. I'll explain this very soon. The tahajjud prayer was ordained in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's lifetime prior to migration. And once he comes to the Taraweeh prayer, it was prescribed after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam migrated to Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Ab yusamajlo, or we can say that the tahajjud prayer is a Makki instruction and the Taraweeh prayer is a Madani instruction. A third difference. Once it comes to the tahajjud prayer, it was initially obligatory, after which it then became voluntary. Tahajjud ki namaz ye ibtidaan farz thi aur uske baad Allah Ta'ala ne phir ise nafal qarar diya. So that tahajjud prayer was initially obligatory, it then thereafter became voluntary. Whereas the Taraweeh prayer has never been obligatory, the Taraweeh prayer has always been sunnah. Another difference between the two is the timing of the two prayers. Tahajjud prayer is performed in the latter portion of the night. Whereas once it comes to the Taraweeh prayer, it is performed in the earlier portion of the night directly after the Isha prayer. Is that five so far? ठीक है ना पांच तो मैंने दे दिए और मैं कितने दू मुझे भी रोजा लगा हुआ है ठीक है ना मैंने पांच फर्क आपको दे दिया फाइव डिफरेंसेस सो इफ एनीवन एवर कम्स टू यू एंड सेज टू यू दैट तहज्जुद एंड तरावीह दे आर बोथ द सेम थिंग आउटसाइड द मंथ ऑफ रमजान तहज्जुद इनसाइड द मंथ ऑफ रमजान तरावीह द आंसर इज नो नो देयर आर कॉपियस डिफरेंसेस बिटवीन द टू एंड आई हैव मेंशनड फाइव फ्रॉम अमंग्स दोज मेनी बिफोर योरसेल्व्स अगली बात हम समझ ले अगली बात ये है द नेक्स्ट पॉइंट इज दैट माई ब्रदर्स डू नो दिस वर्ड तरावीह दिस रिफर्स टू अ प्रेयर दैट एट द मिनिमम कंसिस्ट्स ऑफ 12 यूनिट्स ये जो तरावीह का लफ्ज है ये लफ्ज खुद हमें चीख पुकार करके बता रहा है कि मैं कम अज कम 12 रकअत वाली नमाज हूं मैं उससे कम हो ही नहीं सकती Let me explain why. First, we have to understand some grammar, English and Arabic. Once it comes to the English language, even that's got some tajweed sometimes. So once it comes to the English language, then we have one form of a word for singular, and then we have another form of a word for plural. We don't have a special form for dual. Say, for example, I will say book, singular, books, plural. There is no special form for a dual word, due to which the plural in the English language is two and above. The plural in the English language is two and above. Once it comes to the Arabic language, we have a special form for the singular word, another special form for the dual word, and another special form for the plural word. Example, in the Arabic language we say kitabun, a book, singular. Number two, kitabani, two books, a special form, the dual word. And number three, kutubun, books, another special word for the plural form. And in the Arabic language, the plural word only comes for three and more. Once it comes to two, we have a special form for that, and that is the dual form. Now, once it comes to this word, Taraweeh, it's a word of the Arabic language. And the singular for this word is tarweehatun. Ye jo lafz hai na tarweeh, ye jama' ka lafz hai. Aur Arabi zaban mein jama' kam az kam teen ko kaha jata hai, do ko jama' nahi balki do ko tasniya kaha jata hai. Wo ladki ka naam nahi wo tasniya, wo tasniya. Haan haan, theek hai, chalo phir. یہ نہ ہو کہ یہاں ان سے گپ شپ شروع ہو جائے, لوگوں کے روزے ہی برباد ہو جائے. چلو ٹھیک ہے, کبھی ہنسنا بھی چاہیے, ٹھیک ہے نا. لوگ کہتے ہیں سیف الدین بہت سیریس سیریس آدمی ہو, اس لیے کہ سیریس نہ بنو تو سامنے والے کیا نہ کیا بن جاتے ہیں. سو آئی واز سینگ دیٹ تراویح پلورل, دا سنگولر از ترویحتن. اینڈ ترویحتن ریفرز ٹو دا بریک آفٹر فور یونٹس. So after four units, we have a break. This is tarweehatun. Now, if we perform four more units, eight units in total, and have a break after that, that now becomes jewel. And in the Arabic language, for the jewel word, we've got a special form, tarweehatan. So those who perform eight units, it becomes tarweehatan. So they should say to people, we perform tarweehatan. Who wants to perform tarweehatan? They should sing tarweehatan, tarweehatan. And if we go to the plural, which is three or more, at the minimum we will have to add four more units, 12 in total, and then the rest after that. Taraweeh in the Arabic language refers to 12 units at the minimum. If you go less than 12 units, it's not even taraweeh, it's tarweehatan. Now some people say, okay, does that mean we can perform 12 units of the taraweeh prayer? My brothers, my wording was 12 units at the minimum. I never said 12 units in total. And let me explain this answer as well. There's some brothers who are smiling because they've come across these absurdities outside. And I'm going to answer every absurdity. Allah ne bil khusus un logo ko jo Hanafi madhab ki pairwi karte hai ek khas fiqh aur understanding di hui hai. اللہ کا فضل, جیسا ہمارا امام فقہ کا امام تھا, اللہ تعالیٰ نے ہم مقتدیوں کو بھی کچھ نہ کچھ دے دیا ہے. یہ ہوتا ہے نا کہ امام کی اگر چون بہت اچھی ہو تو جو پیچھے والے سن سن کر سنی بن جاتے ہیں, شیعہ نہیں, تو ان کے لہجے میں بھی کبھی کبھار وہی ترنم پایا جاتا ہے. تو جب امام ہمارا اتنا عقل مند تھا, ہم اس کی پیروی کر کر کے تو کم از کم کچھ نہ کچھ عقل تو ہم میں بھی ٹرانسفر ہو جائے گا. سو آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو ایکسپلین تھرو این ایگزامپل اینڈ دین آئی ایم فنیشنگ فار ٹوڈے. ویل فار ٹوڈے اور فار دی منتھ آف رمضان, اللہ نوز بیسٹ, ٹھیک ہے نا. یو نو ان دا عربک لینگویج ویو گاٹ دس ورڈ صلاح. یہ صلاح کا لفظ آپ نے سنا ہے نا, رمضان میں تو سب نے سنا ہوگا, ٹھیک ہے نا. صلاح کا لفظ, دس ورڈ صلاح, literally, if we check it up in the dictionary, comes in the meaning of dua, supplicating. We now can say to people that dino salah, which we perform within the sharia, within Islam, at the minimum it's got to have a supplication within it. Why? Because that's the literal meaning. And the literal meaning at the minimum is found in the technical definition of that word within the sharia. If someone says, does that mean we just go, oh Allah Ta'ala, mujhe mu'af firma de, oh Allah Ta'ala, please forgive my sins. My salah is, don't we say, no, at the minimum. Now, what does the sharia deem salah to be in addition to that supplication? We need to assess the Quran and Sunnah for that. In a similar manner, linguistically, once we look at the word taraweeh, we come to understand it at the minimum is 12 units. Now, what is it in addition to that? We check the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which can be understood through the lens of Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. We come to realize it is 20 units, it is not only 12 units. Ek hadith se khatam karte hai, zabardast hadith hai. Zabardast. You know, in the khutbah, we normally hear this hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدِي فَسَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. ٹھیک ہے نا, یہ وہ حافظ ہے, وہ پیچھے نظر آ رہا ہے, یہ وہ حافظ ہے جس کی میں بات کر رہا تھا, وہ پڑھاتا ہے. یہ نہ ہو that people think that I'm blogging things and I'm making things up. I don't have al-balag academy, ٹھیک ہے نا. ye bachcha hai aur bhi alhamdulillah we've got children from here bahut kaam wo kar rahe hai bahir bas hame wo nazar mujh samet nazar nahi aata hai to hadith ha main ye bata raha tha ki allah aapko sehat wali lambi umr naseeb farmaye allah taala aapko hamesha hamesha logo se hamesha hamesha logo se beniyaz rakhe
amen
theek hai So, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدِي The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, from amongst you whoever continues to live on after my demise, فَسَيَرَى اِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا Very soon he will face many differences. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam foretold this. He was inspired by Allah Ta'ala. He said, you'll see many differences. Do we see differences? Go on. There's loads of differences, yes or no? So many differences. Even once it comes to gender, we've got about 35 differences. We've got so many differences we can see. The question is, how do we solve those differences? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي At that time, you will solve those differences by strictly adhering to my sunnah. Only your sunnah, O Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No. وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِينَ Also the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs. What does this mean? This means that if we find a difference, then we are to question the likes of Umar radiallahu anhu. And what do people say? They say, don't trust the likes of Umar. We say, when the Prophet left us Umar behind to trust and to strictly adhere to, who on earth are you to overrule that statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Tu to Nabiul Anbiya bar raha hai. You are becoming the Prophet of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Well, that's not the end, my brothers. It's the next part I wanted to quote. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Tamassaku biha. Hold tight to it. Pay attention. Hold tight to it, not to them. وَعَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ And put it between your molars and bite onto it tightly. The reason I'm mentioning this is, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, number one, his sunnah. And number two, the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs. That becomes jewel in the Arabic language. So the dual pronoun should be used by the Prophet to resort back towards both the two types of sunnah. تَمَسَّكُوا بِهِمَا Hold tight to both of those. وَعَضُّوا عَلَيْهِ بِالنَّوَاجِذِ Put both types of sunnahs between your molars and bite tightly and hold tightly to them. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned, only the singular pronoun through which we understand that the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs can never differ from the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The two will always be the same. Agar koi aadmi hame ye kahe ki Umar ka raasta alag tha aur Nabi ka raasta alag tha, hum kahenge ye baat galat hai. Nabi to hame bata gaye Umar ka raasta alag hai aur shaitan ka raasta alag hai. I hope you're understanding my indications. Some people will say it was the path of Umar was different and the path of the Prophet was different. We say, no. The Prophet told us the path of Umar is different and the path of Satan is different. So whoever takes a different path, according to the prophetic hadith, we understand the chap is a Satan. So we say follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the lens of the rightly guided caliphs, including Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, and that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the successful group within the hereafter is that group, ma ana alayhi, who follows my sunnah wa ashabi through the lens of my noble companions alayhim ridwan. Therefore, my brothers, bees he bees hai. Jo na maane to wo kya hai, wo roze ke baad mujhse pooch lena. May Allah Ta'ala keep us ever steadfast. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.